Unit 9. Lessons 1 and 2.
Exercise 2B.
Speaker 1.
This is a true story. My most treasured possession is my pillow. I've had it since I was 7, and now I'm 15. It's been my faithful companion for half my age. My pillow went through many things. Went to Europe with me, other states as well, my cousin's place, the washing machine, the hot sun, the rubbish bin. To be honest, it stinks. But to me, it's the nicest aroma on earth. I love my pillow, and I tried to sleep with other pillows. It seems that I can't without my pillow. I wish I could keep it forever.
Speaker 2.
My ikwa is my most treasured possession. It is a spear that got its name from the sound it makes when it is drawn out of a victim's body. It reminds me of my land and the struggles of my people and all of our history. This was the weapon that revolutionized the Zulu nation. It was introduced by the great King Shaka. The Zulus used to use throwing sticks, but Shaka looked at these and decided they were no good. So he made the ikwa, a weapon that actually killed people. In 1815, he killed people by the thousand. He was called a murderer by the British, but he called the British cowards. They stood far away and shot, whereas Shaka's people fought bravely, close in to the enemy. This was the spear that defeated the British in 1879 at the Battle of Isandhwana, and also the reason why you have the bayonet today. In 1820, this spear was what the Kalashnikov rifle is today. Shaka and Mzilikazi chased the Chlubi further and further south, through Lesotho and down to the Transkei, all the time increasing his hold on what is today KwaZulu-Natal. Everything is about power, even today. It's still all about power. My name is Dlamini, the name of the royal Swazi people, and I must remember from where I come.
Speaker 3.
My father's typewriter. I learned to write with it, and now it's a museum piece. My father thought I could be a musician. He was a famous composer and storyteller. When he realized that I wasn't going to follow him into music, he gave me my own typewriter. My relationship with him is the most meaningful and important that I've ever had in my whole life. I value greatly other means of expression, like sound technology and cinematography, but when I write, I don't need anything else. When I lived alone in the Peruvian jungle for 10 years, I took with me my typewriter and huge amounts of paper. I think that was the period when I wrote more than at any other time in my life.
Speaker 4.
My most valuable possession is my neck warmer because it saved my life when I got caught in Avalanche Mountains in Alaska. It had been snowing for 4 days and the temperature rose that morning. Perfect avalanche conditions. When the first person in our group of snowboarders leapt off, the rest of us decided to follow his tracks. No hard turns so as not to disturb the snow. But the person behind me started before I was at a safe distance and nervously made a hard right turn. I heard a loud crack and then whomp! The snow hit me really fast in the back of the neck. I pushed my neck warmer over my face, which kept the snow out of my mouth and nose, allowing me to breathe as the avalanche swept me up. When the snow finally settled, I had managed to get part of my glove up through the surface. It took the others a few minutes to find me. Luckily, my neck warmer allowed me the extra air to wait out those few minutes.